includes about 25,000 acres. So eliminating that special district would definitely be an economic blow to the Disney Corporation. And, of course, the reason that's important is because Disney has taken a very strong stance against their what they term as the Don't Say Gay Bill, which there's nothing in the bill that says, hey, we don't want our 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds to be taught sex education because it's inappropriate for the age. So they went woke, and you know what they say, Kevin? If you go woke, you're going to go broke.
I'll be interested to see. Has there been any reaction, by the way, to from Disney?
Well, they're wondering if they're going to follow through with this. It's a proclamation right now. Of course, it just came out today. So I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of people upset about this. But Representative Matt Gaetz, of course, he's from Florida, and he's calling for the Florida legislature to end that $600 million tax cheat loophole is what he's calling it. So, I mean, you know, $600 million to a company like Disney, you know, may not seem like a lot, but it's still, that's a lot of money. You can buy a lot of gas with $600 million.
I would say so. All right. We'll keep following that story. Again, it's only a resolution. Will it have the force of law? We'll find out. I want you to hear, before we go to break, my buddy Greg Abbott. I've interviewed him as, what was he, Attorney General, I think, something like that, before he was ever a governor. But Greg Abbott down in Texas was on with Hannity last night and said that Texas is suing and is doing the federal government's job. This is cut four. Greg Abbott last night on Hannity on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
It's an atrocity that we have a president of the United States that is not securing the border. And he's violating the laws passed by Congress to secure the border. Then on top of that, we have a president who is turning a blind eye to a security-based issue by allowing people on the terrorist watch list to come into the United States of America. And those were the ones who were apprehended. Think about all the gotaways that were not apprehended because the Border Patrol, they were attending to the people that they were doing paper processing for. So what the president is doing is outrageous. And as a result, Texas is taking unprecedented action. As we're speaking right now, Sean, the seventh bus is en route from Texas to Washington, D.C. This busing process is going to continue. I want you and the audience to know exactly why we're doing what we're doing. The Biden administration, they were dropping off illegal immigrants just on small towns on the border. And I said, we're not going to allow that to happen. The people in local communities were overrun by the people they had dumped off in these local communities. And they were grappling with how to deal with it. And I said, well, we're just going to bus them to Washington, D.C. Some good news about it that Jen Psaki did not tell you, and that is those local communities have received word after I began the busing process to Washington, D.C., that the Border Patrol is now no longer going to be dropping people off at those local communities from which we have been busing people. With regard to what we were doing on the bridge that Jen Psaki was talking about, I want you and the audience to know, listen, what we were doing by these inspections, which we are allowed to do, it did slow traffic coming across the border. And as a result, the truckers in Mexico got extremely upset. Candidly, the cartels got so upset about it, the cartels set several trucks on fire in Mexico, and shootouts began, which caused on the Mexican side for it to clear out a whole lot faster. But what López Obrador needs to understand, and that is if Mexico and the states in Mexico, if they continue to allow illegal immigration to continue to flow into the state of Texas, I have the capability at any time to turn those inspections back on that will backlog those trucks that are trying to come across the border that will cause havoc in Mexico. And it will be those local governors as well as López Obrador. They will be the ones paying the political price for it.
Greg Abbott on with Hannity last night. He is absolutely amazing. I don't know what his political future is, but man, I tell you, it is bright as can be. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm going to open up our phone lines on the other side of the break at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What they're doing in Texas, should it be repeated by governor after governor after governor after governor? Who wants huge amounts of illegal immigrants flooding into their state? Now there's some blue state governors that probably welcome that change. We'll talk about that. We'll see if you think other governors, maybe our next governor, should be doing that. 844 number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At a 131 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Actually, not too bad on area freeways. You're pretty much up to speed there on the 95. No big restrictions. A little bit of congestion there on the southern beltway of the 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Otherwise, not too bad there. Remember, those lane restrictions, though, they do continue on Interstate 515. That's both directions between the 15 interchange and Eastern Avenue. And that project, that bridge reconstruction, is going to be taking place throughout the course of this year through December. So keep that in mind. Give yourself some extra time to squeeze through. And lane restrictions on Las Vegas Boulevard in front of the Bellagio.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose to the Devils by a 3-2 score. Flat-out bad loss. If they end up missing the postseason, which seems likely at this point in time, we might be looking at last night's loss as the moment that it really was cemented. For the Devils, they win just their 13th game of their last 40 games. This is a loss that the Golden Knights could not afford. They really can't lose another game this year. That includes tomorrow when they're back at it. They are set to play host to Washington. Some bad news for UNLV basketball. Their top recruit for next season, Kyron Lindsey, he has decommitted from the program. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
At CDW, we get new work environments can bring new distractions.
My kitchen is my new office. It's also home to our new family smoothie machine.
While CDW experts can pre-configure Dell Latitude 9000 series laptops with built-in AI that learns how users work to minimize disruptions and help you and your organization stay productive. Ooh, even when life gets messy.
I'll get the hose.
For technology that helps you adapt, trust Dell Technologies and IT Orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/Dell Client.
Political elites like Adam Laxalt, they raise millions from Washington. That's how you know they'll never change it. As Donald Trump showed, sometimes it takes someone new to make real change. I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. I'm not funded by Washington or special interest PACs. I've built a grassroots army of everyday Americans with a people's agenda. It starts with secure borders, because we're not a nation if we can't enforce our laws. And voter ID, because our democracy's at risk when we can't protect the vote. We need classrooms that teach our children, not indoctrinate them with anti-American ideology. We need real private sector jobs, not socialist agendas. We need energy independence, and we need to end inflationary spending and debt that is pushing families to the brink. The fact is, career politicians can't fix Washington. They broke it. I'm Sam Brown. It's time to elect new conservative leadership for the people.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. Of course, yesterday was tax day. You have problems with your taxes? Then you need to talk to the folks at New Hope Tax Defense. Here's that number again, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. It's interesting that just a couple of days ago, Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, announced that the RNC is pulling out of the debates produced by the Commission on Presidential Debates. I think it's a great idea, because we've been bamboozled too many times before by hosts who clearly have an agenda, by moderators that suggest moderation. Like the middle of the road. No, not exactly. But this was Laura Ingraham last night. This is Cut 5, talking about the RNC pulling out of the debates produced by the Commission on Presidential Debates. And she makes a lot of sense. Listen to this.
Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said in a statement, "We are going to find newer, better debate platforms to ensure that future nominees are not forced to go through the biased CPD in order to make the case to the American people." Now, the gnashing of teeth that you can imagine that followed was predictable.
This is a big deal, another blow to our democracy. It's also a virtual guarantee that America will retreat further into its partisan echo chamber.
Once the Republican Party decided that the American free press is bad, that journalism is something they can not only do without, but that they are against as a party, well, yeah, this is where that ends.
No, Rach, they're not against journalists, but they are against playing in rigged games.
It was not a spontaneous demonstration. Is that what you're saying?
Please proceed, Governor.
I want to make sure we get that for the record, because it took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror.
Get the transcript.
He did, in fact, sir. So let me call it an act of terror.
Can you say that a little louder, Candy?
He did call it an act of terror.
Give me the transcript, Candy. And then there's the time one of those unbiased moderators began a primary debate with personal questions.
Your ex-wife gave an interview to ABC News and another interview with the Washington Post. In it, she says that you came to her in 1999 at a time when you were having an affair. She says you asked her, sir, to enter into an open marriage. Would you like to take some time to respond to that?
No, but I will. I think the destructive, vicious, negative nature of much of the news media makes it harder to govern this country, harder to attract decent people to run for public office. And I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like that.
John had to adjust his Depends there that moment. Then there's the time CNBC turned CNN hack John Harwood played his preferred role of Dem operative.
Mr. Trump,
yes,
you've done very well in this campaign so far by promising to build a wall and make another country pay for it.
Right.
And make Americans better off, because your greatness would replace the stupidity and incompetence of others.
That's right.
Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?
Even the guys over at C-SPAN weren't immune and went to great lengths to cover up their bias. Steve Scully was caught seeking advice from the Mooch, remember that, who had become a never-Trumper, when his direct message was mistakenly put out as a tweet. Of course, Trump called him out, and he ended up being right. Now, I could go on and on, but why bother? We all know that these so-called journalists, Well, I mean, how they feel about conservatives. And as you can see from the way they treated old Romney and Gingrich and Santorum, so many others, this isn't limited to Trump. The notion that democracy somehow requires that conservative candidates submit to horribly biased questioning every 4 years, that is ludicrous.
It is. Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel, and no, she's right. Now the question is, what other platform is there where Republicans can go to vet their presidential candidates? Whether it be Donald J. Trump or Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott or anybody or Ted Cruz. Where is it Republicans can go short of Fox News Channel? But we saw what Chris Wallace was capable of as a moderator, and that's not very good. Stay where you are. More to do. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. We'll get to your calls on the other side of the break and see what you think at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, Jojo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I don't know about you, but I love the opening of the Major League Baseball season. For the next 7 months, you can watch baseball in any neighborhood sports bar. But over the last few years, I had trouble hearing table conversations during televised games. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo of Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We could be just weeks away from a decision by the Oakland Athletics. The A's looking for a place to play. Is it going to be in Oakland, or is it going to be somewhere else in that part of the People's Republic of California? Or is it going to be here in Las Vegas? And we've got a gentleman, Jim Dallas. I don't know where he comes up with this stuff. But he has come up with yet another reason why the A's need desperately to get out of Oakland and move to Southern Nevada. Give us what you got.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago there were professional millionaire athletes that were complaining about the Oakland Alameda Coliseum there in Oakland where the A's currently play because the sewers were backed up. I mean, that's pretty bad. I mean, it was really bad. Well, apparently that other reason that you're referring to, Kevin, is there are dozens of feral cats which have taken to the Coliseum there. And they're running around. They're running around during games. They're running around all the time at Oakland Alameda Coliseum. Feral cats. Yet another good reason to move to Southern Nevada. But there is some light at the end of the tunnel there because of that cat invasion. The Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Authority Board even has an agenda topic called Cats Invasion. So, I mean, they're talking about it. The kittens are running wild, and they do see a decrease in rats, though. So,
oh, thank God for that.
So that's the light at the end of the tunnel there for the Oakland A's. But hey, they've been here a half a dozen times. I think they're serious about moving here, but I just don't know if the general public wants to pay for another stadium. Now, your conversation that you had a little while ago with Michael Schaus, basically you were alluding to that, where, you know, there's a lot of people that want the A's here, but they would rather that the A's pay for it or some kind of private funding rather than taxing the people of Southern Nevada here especially.
There's so much money down on the strip, and if you're looking at the corridor, there's got to be somebody that can step up the way folks stepped up with T-Mobile Arena. I mean, if you can do T-Mobile Arena, you can do something like this.
I like the idea. Why can't Resorts World and Wynn and Caesars and all of these mega corporations? Why can't they donate a little bit because they're going to be. I saw during the Formula One week, they are projecting these hotel rooms are going to be going for $1,000 a night.
Yeah.
So it's a loss leader. Okay. So you donate. Everybody donates. I don't know, $30 million or whatever, and throw the A's a little bone because you're going to make it on the back end, especially when you have what 81 games that are going to be played here by the A's every single year, every summer.
And playoffs. Don't forget playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I like your attitude. It's very positive.
Oh, there. God. Anyway, yeah, we'll continue to follow the story of the cat controversy in Oakland, Alameda County. And by the way, I've been, because back in the day I covered baseball, and I traveled to Oakland with the Kansas City Royals. And I would sit in this big huge football stadium where we were playing baseball with the biggest foul territory probably on the planet. And it was just, it was awful. There were always problems with the stadium, with the lighting, with this, with that. We always had problems with it. And now they've got a cat problem.
Well, usually stadiums, they only last anymore. There's about 30 years, and then you're building the next stadium. And this stadium was built in 1960. So it's already missed a 30-year window. So
by a lot.
Yeah. So
by a lot.
So they're definitely going to be moving out of there. They're not going to be playing there in the near future, and maybe that's a good thing.
We'll find out. More coming up as we continue. When we come back, Joe Biden is taking us closer to war with Russia, and a lot of his Democrat friends are right there with him. They've become the neocons in this country. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear Tucker Carlson, who last night on the show I thought was absolutely brilliant, saying that Biden is taking us closer to war against Russia and that the Democrats are leading the way. Listen to this.
What we know about
about our current leadership class, the one thing we can be absolutely certain of is they always go too far. They always get over their skis. They just can't help themselves. That's who they are. So in February, when the Russian military invaded Ukraine, there was always out there the chance that the Biden administration would find a way to turn what was a regional tragedy into something bigger, like a historical global catastrophe. That was always possible. So even before Russian forces entered the Ukraine, the White House promised us that would not happen. Quote, there is no intention or interest or desire by the president.